We've had a lot of talk about inflation lately. I know you and I have discussed this. I'm wondering why gold has been such a performer, or is it, because, Bitcoin suddenly becoming kind of this inflation hedge, where there's a lot of talk around it being, I guess, kind of a form of insurance. What do you make of that when gold's not performing when we talk about inflation?
That's a very good point. Gold has been stuck at 1800. I think it's almost exactly 1800 as we're speaking today. And it got up to around 2000 and then just gave up the ghost. This is about a year ago. And now it's basically it's cheap when it's at 1750 and seems like it's expensive relative to its trading range at 1850. Meanwhile, as you correctly point out, Bitcoin has been on a wild roller coaster, but broadly speaking, it's up a lot. And I think it has to do with the way the government stimulus has been sprinkled around very, very broadly into the economy with stimulus checks going to people. And I do think that the people that receive stimulus are probably more likely to trade Bitcoin than to deal in gold. And so I do think that the stimulus has been a booster or the relative performance of cryptocurrencies. Also, it just seems that governments just seem to be becoming less and less in control of the situation. And there seems to be a sort of a societal cultural theme that people believe that Bitcoin and other cryptos are a little bit outside of the government. I don't agree with that assessment, but as long as that's the mentality of investors or speculators, it can rule the day. And I think that's what's happening with Bitcoin.
Do you see a place for Bitcoin in a portfolio? Which curious, like if you see merits there, have you ever thought about owning the cryptocurrency?
No, it's too risky for me. I think I gravitated to bonds partially because I was assigned to do bonds, 35, 40 years ago, and I had an affinity for it. But bond people are very low risk people. People that want risk, it's difficult to trade in bonds if you are interested in a wild ride because a big day in the bond market is the move of a percent. And Bitcoin can change 20% in an hour. I've seen that happen. So I give advice on Bitcoin, and I'm actually not bullish on Bitcoin. I've been wrong on Bitcoin recently, but I've been broadly bullish on Bitcoin for about 2 years. I'm just not in the short term. But Bitcoin is clearly a tool of speculation, and it's a great trading vehicle if you want a lot of action, and I think that's one of the appeals. A lot of people, when you give them $2,000 or $1,200, whatever size a certain stimulus check can be, they feel like they're playing to a certain extent with the house's money. And Bitcoin is a great vehicle for speculation, far greater, better vehicle for speculation than gold. So no, I've never been personally long or short Bitcoin.
You mentioned this kind of vehicle for speculation. Maybe it's like the broader theme of what's kind of happening in the markets. How do you kind of see this movie playing out, Jeffrey? How are you thinking about it and like maybe even the longer term consequences?
Well, the longer term consequences of US policies are going to be, it's one of the reasons why I favor non-US stocks, not emerging markets, even though they're super cheap. Emerging market stocks are so cheap compared to developed market stocks, but there's a reason for that cheapness. And that's the COVID problem is so much more significant in emerging markets with healthcare systems and vaccinations not available in many cases. So emerging market equities they're not even up this year. So really, I think that the places to be in the long term are going to be emerging markets and non-US entities because the dollar, my number one conviction, I know I've told you this before, Julia, my number one conviction looking forward a number of years, I'm not talking about the next few months at all, I'm talking about several years, is that the dollar is going to go down. And because of that, I think investors, I've already rotated into European equities. I will rotate very aggressively into emerging market equities. I just think it's too early for that right now. So the dollar going down is another reason why ultimately we touched on gold. I think ultimately gold is going to go a lot higher, but it's really in hibernation right now.